B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your June 17th show.
Yeah, time's flying, bud.
We were looking at May ratings. That's why I thought I had May in my head.
Yes, we were looking at May ratings.
And how were they?
Well,
specifically for the Manny, Roy, and Lorette show.
Wasn't the greatest. So listen, it's not a big deal. We'll get canceled in a couple months. We'll take some time off.
Listen, we know people's lives are different right now, and obviously a lot of people that were listening to us have changed schedules and stuff, but
we just got to convince the bosses of that.
We got to invite more people. More people. You got to tell your friends about the Manny, Roy, and Lorette show if they're not listening. My mom went, you know, she gets scans. She gets bone scans after she had a battle with breast cancer not long ago. Mm-hmm. And so she went into the MRI machine. Mm-hmm. And my mom said to the guy, well, let's talk while I'm in there because I don't like it. You know, it's very claustrophobic. Let's talk.
Talk.
As my mom from Brooklyn, New York would say. And so he says, well, you could bring in your earbuds and put your headphones in while you're in there. There's no problem with that.
Really? And earbuds are allowed in there?
So my mom said, great, I'll listen to my son's radio station. The guy who was like 25 years old said, I just moved here not too long ago, like within a year. What's the radio station? KISS 95.1. Never heard of it. Yep, it's 95.1 on the FM dial. My mom says she listens to it on her Walkman. She listens. She literally listens on her
She's
Walkman.
Stuck in a different era.
Yep. She's 80 years old,
yeah,
man.
I know.
The guy said he never heard of KISS 95.1. He is a podcast and Spotify listener.
Right.
But my mom sold him.
Okay, so he's going to run back to terrestrial radio.
He was going to give us a listen. In fact, he pulled up the website, pulled up kiss951.com. My mom saw him put the app on his phone. I said, Mom, I like those stories better than ones where you tell me you go somewhere and they know who we are. Because my mom will get, she gets a kick out of that still.
But then we get to recruit people if they don't know.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
If you don't know us, tell them about us.
I went to go set up a new bank account. And I'm pretty sure, I know the guy didn't know who we were, but I'm pretty sure I didn't convert him either. So,
no, okay. No. Yeah. Well, I do that at the gas station. You know that? If I hear somebody's got the wrong radio station on, or there's a license plate from out of town, I'll be like, hey, welcome to Carolina. Welcome to Charlotte. I'm Manny. I work on the 95.1 morning show, the Manny, Roy, and Lorette show. 95.1 on your FM dial. Put it in there. And I'll even go in their car and make it the first one on the
right.
On the radio.
And then when they go inside the gas station, we hide in the back seat. And then when they get back in, we say, listen here, if you ever turn the station again, you are done.
I call Roy and Lorette, and we actually do the show from inside the car.
Listen, we're doing a very intimate, you know, whatever we can do to get a listener.
What other radio show will do the show live for you? What's your name? Diane. Okay, Diane, go ahead. What do you want to say about Lorette's shoe closet?
No, I'm just in the car driving.
No, we need your input. Oh, man. Okay, yes, what was your day yesterday? So you did the bank account. Is that your day in 30?
No, that was the day before. My day in 30 is we had some people over to look at the tile, and I didn't realize whoever installed it did just a shoddy job.
The tile in your kitchen,
My tile in my kitchen did a shoddy job, and in order to fix it, you got to scrape it all up and start from the beginning. But he wanted to confirm what was wrong. Like, what, you know, you can assume what's wrong just by looking at it. But he wanted to confirm. I'm like, all right, yeah, go ahead and confirm, not knowing what that meant. Guy's ripping up tile, making noise, hammering things. Meanwhile, Sterling's on important conference calls and meetings. And you know, at one point, you know, I just dig down and I'm like, yeah, we'll rip it up. Let's take a look. Rip up the floor.
So did they do it? Did they rip it up?
They didn't rip up all of it, but they ripped up like four tiles, and it sounded just like this in my house.
Okay, Sterling, we'd like to come to you with a report on overseas shipping.
Yeah, I just imagine what? Him on like really big calls, and it's that going on.
I can't hear you. So did they repair the tile that they ripped up?
Oh, no, it's going to be like a whole week project to fix this.
Did they rip up every tile in the kitchen?
No, just like two or three.
The ones that we talked about.
And another one, and to confirm that it was a poor installation all the way through, another one on the near the laundry room.
All right. Good. Yeah, I mean, people are getting work done all over their homes. Like, remember when Lorette was getting work done in her home, and she had, like, the contractor was supposed to be there one day, and he wasn't, and she goes, hey, we go to commercial. She goes, hey, you guys, I got to make a call. I'll be right back. My contractor's not here. And he says he told Dallas he's not coming today. And then she comes back right before we go on the air. We're like, how'd it go? She goes, he's coming today.
That's always a good time.
Yeah. My day in 30 is my one cousin and aunt are still here from New Jersey. And we had a little sleepover last night. And my aunt told me that I had to get my cousin, who's 14, I had to confiscate her phone.
Why?
Because she'll just stay on it all night.
Really?
Yeah. So I had an adult last night at about 9. I went in and I was like, hey, Brooke, I need your phone. She's like, really? I was like, yep, that's
why
the rules.
Why are you doing it, not the...
Amanda sent me in.
Why you?
Because the aunt wasn't there. She slept over our house.
Oh, it was just the kid.
Yeah, it was just Brooke and Dean and my other cousin, my other niece Riley.
That's the thing with sleepovers. Just let the kid stay up all night with the phone.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
Really?
No, dude, they're exhausted from running around. They've been here for a week. They need sleep and rest. They were like zombies. So I had to go confiscate the phone last night. No fun zone for me.
So you couldn't be the cool uncle, huh?
No, I wasn't cool uncle. Nope.
Lame.
All right.
Should have let the kid have the phone.
Well, we got a show for you. Producer Nicole is back from Portland. That means she was on a plane in an airport. We'll get an update and try and figure out how we're going to work today's show with her.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Producer Nicole, welcome back to the show. You're on the West Coast.
I love that when she was gone, she also was away from the news.
Yeah, I disconnected. I had to.
Portland's a good place to do that.
It really is. And when I say I at least thought 10% of Portland would have been open, Portland was closed. They haven't even started phase one yet.
Yeah, so you can't do curbside pickup in Portland?
You can do curbside pickup, but not all restaurants are open.
Right.
It's very, like, they're the busy scenic roads in Portland where that caused a lot of traffic, closed. Most of their hiking, closed.
So was it a waste of a trip?
I won't say a waste of a trip, but I will say I watched 3 seasons of 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, it was a waste of a trip. That's exactly what that was.
You flew to the West Coast to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
That sucks. I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick break and come back and spend more time on this because we want to find out how the flight was, how the airports were with social distancing. I have questions for you. I know Roy does too. And then honestly, he was a wreck. Roy was a wreck yesterday because he doesn't know how to handle you being back, whether or not you should be quarantined for 14 days after traveling. Now, there's no official law that says you have to do that.
No, but it's like your personal comfort, you know.
He was at one point thinking that he wants to work in that studio and you work in here.
Mm-hmm. That's still a possibility.
Sure, make my life harder.
See,
I know.
It goes back to her.
Well, you're the one. I mean, it's not trying to make your life harder. It's trying to make my life safer. My life, I would much rather make your life harder to make my life safer.
I would much rather you make Nicole's life harder so that you stay alive, but
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's on immune-compromising medicine. So his body doesn't fight COVID-19 like ours does.
Why don't I just stay out of there?
I don't know. And then we floated the idea of talking to the bosses and just sending you home for 2 weeks. But then, who knows how that works.
Our boss liked that idea. He said unpaid. We said no.
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
All right, quick break. We're going to come back. We'll try and figure all this out. We're going to work it out live on the air. That's the best way to do it here on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
Nicole left. Got on a, what I'm going to call the coronavirus incubator, also called an airplane. The germ-filled, filtered air of an airplane. And actually, they tell me that the air's clean, even though I don't know how that science works, but they say it's clean air.
Yeah, I guess, Nicole, we discussed yesterday, as your plane lands here in Charlotte, welcome back. We discussed yesterday, like, what we should do with you and how we should handle you coming back after your trip to Portland, and you were on the plane and you were in the airport. But also, on the flip side of it, like, we're not seeing any stories about how people are testing positive on these flights and passengers need to be traced.
To be clear, the reason why coronavirus spread is because of airplanes and ships.
And according to my son, fish came from China as well.
What?
My son, when I asked him months ago.
It came from China.
It came from fish.
Fish in China.
They swam from their ocean to our ocean.
Whatever. Whatever it came through. It came through transportation sources.
That's true. But you're also not hearing, like, hey, if you are on flight 175 from Portland to Charlotte, two people tested positive to COVID, you need to get tested. You're not hearing that either.
No, but I think it's we're too deep into that. That's not like Ebola just started. You know, it's not like Corona just... You had that when it first came. You did have that.
So are you saying that people are positive and they're just not telling anyone?
I'm just saying that the tracing of that's too difficult.
Yeah.
To find the airplane and then...
Well, you tell them what flight you were on. If Nicole tests positive to COVID, she's got to let American know that she tested positive, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's happening. It's just not in the news. How else do you think it's spreading?
How would the word get out there? The news is the actual thing people watch.
How do you think people in Florida got the virus versus people in New York City?
Probably through travel.
Through an airplane. Do you remember big news stories that, hey, if you're on flight 1753 from New York to Florida, you've been infected? No.
Hearing them now either.
But my point is, just because you're not hearing it doesn't mean it's not happening.
So you think that Americans sending emails to people?
No, I don't think they're sending emails to people.
And I'm using American Airlines because they're our local hub, but...
Yeah, use something like Spirit. use a different...
I will say that after... I do think that there are more unsafe practices within, like, on the ground versus in the air.
Like being on a subway train.
Like if you go to a brewery and you're sitting, like, I think that's way more unsafe.
I disagree. You're on a plane next to all those people.
Yeah, I mean, I was next to people. You have to
Why
wear.
Why do you say that?
We had to wear masks the entire flight. Mm-hmm. Every passenger. No, there was no onboard service. So once they gave you a bottle of water when you boarded, and then that was it.
Really? Because I've seen videos where they've been handing out little bags.
Yeah, with bottled water.
A
little cookie and hand wipes. But yeah, so there's no there's no service. And so you sit and they check to make sure that you have your, and they're strict about it.
How do you drink your bottle of water when you're wearing a mask?
Well, I mean, you're allowed to.
Remove it. Did you remove your mask to drink the water?
Yeah, I did drink water.
Oh, God.
Did they social distance seats or was your flight full, three people on each row?
I did sit, there were three people in my row.
Lord.
But I wouldn't say it was like one, like it wasn't a full flight, but it definitely was not social distanced, but they did the best they could with the masks.
Did you feel unsafe at any point?
I did not. And I will say that I noticed
horrible perception.
no one coughed, no one touched
That's
me.
That's good.
And so it did make me realize how many body noises that we make that we can control. Because how many times have you like seen someone on a plane that has like the sniffles or some mm-hmm. uncontrollable cough? But well, no, right now, everyone controlled that.
Yeah, right now if you have a cough, people freak out.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, yesterday I was all flustered because you're coming back. And you told us, you sent a text that the flight was full. And I was flipping out because I'm like, well, do we make her stay home for 2 weeks? I'm on immunosuppressant medication. You know, my immune system isn't like yours.
When you went to the airport, did you have to pull your mask down for TSA to see you?
I don't think I did. Mask was still on.
And they looked at your ID.
And your eyes.
And your mask was still on.
I mean, terrorists could have a field day, right?
I mean...
right?
They also only checked my ID, right? Not my boarding pass.
Like, how come no one's connecting those dots?
Oh, my God. What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Yeah, airports were so scarce.
And the only thing that I keep remembering, and the only reason why I get so worked up over airports is when my friend went to Peru, pretty much had coronavirus. He was in an area, in a hostel where everybody was infected with it, came back to Miami. They didn't quarantine him. They didn't trace him like Maney thinks it happened.
Well, don't forget, he came back in a private jet, though. He wasn't on a commercial flight.
He still went through TSA.
No, he didn't. He landed on the tarmac and left.
No, he still went through customs.
Well, yeah, I guess he went through customs.
Still went through customs.
Yeah.
No one threw a red flag. Just let him walk right back through airport, through the city. No one cared.
Yep.
Meanwhile, guys over there infected.
They take your temperature before you got on the plane?
No.
All right, I got more questions. Hold tight.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Got a brand new census survey for you at 7:20 this morning. Love that.
So we're talking about where Nicole went to Portland. She had to go through the airport and fly, and she came back. And yesterday I was a mess because I take immunosuppressant medications, which makes my immune system worse than everyone else's. And so I was worried about, you know, maybe she caught the Rona.
So right now, the way you have it set up, she's in her own little studio. Mm-hmm. We could look at her through a TV monitor, but she's in her studio. So when you hear her talk, she's not in our studio.
No, but it sounds like she's here.
But she needs to come in and out sometimes and drop off papers and stuff. So look at the commercial log. What's our plan?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
We're 30 minutes into the show. You're no closer to knowing.
No clue. I propose the idea of me working in her small room, because then nobody would come near me. But that means she would have to screen phone calls in here, which that would be annoying. Could you imagine in the background if you heard
Manny Roy in the Red, can you hold?
So then, I'm trying to do the show with you.
Yeah.
What do you think? Let me ask you something, Roy, and answer honestly.
Uh-huh.
What do you think a percentage out of 100, the percentage that Nicole is positive or currently has the...
I don't know. She had a fever of 99 this morning. So, and by the way, I know that's not a fever, but she had a temperature of 99 this morning.
Hold on.
What?
I get it. Showbiz. But I did 99. Uh-huh. And then again, less than five minutes later, and it was 98.4.
Yeah, but you could have held that thing too far from your forehead.
Take it again.
Okay. Is it outside?
Yep.
Okay.
Tell us the number.
She's right now going to go get the thermometer.
Lie.
And by the way, the thermometer we got is one of the no-touch thermometers, and it's accurate.
There she goes. She's putting it to her head.
She's pretty close. Let's see if we can see the results. And she is 98.6. That's normal.
Okay. All
That's
right.
That's normal.
Look, and then she runs back. Yeah, running bam. Back.
98.6 is what that said, right?
98.6, a.k.a. healthy.
Yeah, well, we got to give you, you know, what does it say, 10 days for it to form symptoms or something.
That's true. I do want to take it every day.
So you need to go back to the clinic that we went to, because we're going to have a doctor on today at 7:50 to tell us. We got tested last Wednesday before Nicole went on the trip. We got tested for the antibodies to see if anybody had corona already, and we got tested to see, we got the swab in our nose to see if we currently have the virus.
We need you to go back and get it. By the way, there's other people who work here who's uncomfortable with you being here. How about that? Because you were on a plane. Word traveled around that Nicole was jet setting.
Yep, you see Phil from K104.7?
He ain't here. There's some other people.
You know why?
Why?
He's helping his dad move.
But it sounds like it's...
Yeah, I'm so over y'all.
You're back 1 minute and you're done with us. So honestly, the airport... Here's a question I have for you, and then we're going to get off this. The airports. How many restaurants were open in Charlotte and in Portland and in Dallas? The airport... By the way, that's the other thing. She was on 4 planes in 3 different airports.
Was she really?
Yes, because she connected.
Oh my gosh! Why are you here?
The... Airports are like 95% closed. No, no restaurants are open except the grab and goes.
You know why? Because you're not supposed to be in them.
And then even those, they only, like, they have markers to where you can go. So you can only go in and stand at a certain place basically to get something and then go out.
This is terrible. This is just so bad.
But also, I was only in the Dallas airport, didn't have to switch terminals. Just went to a different gate. Dallas, almost 100% closed. I expected there to be things open in Dallas. Nothing was open in Dallas.
Yeah, they got a great candy store in Dallas.
I thought Texas didn't care about the virus.
And Portland takes... I mean, Portland has handled this very good, I think, very well.
You can't go to a restaurant or anything in Portland.
No, I mean, everything is is closed.
Oh, meanwhile, here in Charlotte, we're just itching to...
They literally... Phase one was supposed to start last week, and then they started... Yeah, in Portland, and they started a social media campaign that they're not ready to open back up, so they pushed it back 2 weeks.
The people started the campaign.
The people.
I think we have more cases than them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have 5 times what they have.
Meanwhile, I went out Saturday to go to Romero Beard Park to, I don't know, actually be outside for once. No masks. People just don't care anymore.
We only did one hike, and everyone, it was obviously outdoors. Everyone was masked.
Well, now, what's it with us not caring, but another state is caring?
I don't know. The West Coast is different.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah. They do a lot of Asian flights come into the West Coast so that they're buttoned down.
What?
It's true.
Oh, I wasn't going there.
It's true. They have more flights to Asia than we do here in Charlotte.
Portland's getting a lot of Asian flights?
Yes, they're closer. You think I'm laugh about it? Look how many flights from like Asia to San Francisco,
okay,
and to Seattle, and probably to Portland and L.A. than we have. Why is that funny to you?
It's true. Totally time for a break.
It really is. We're glad you're back, as you can tell.
That's so stupid.
It's not.
That just sounds so racist to me. I don't know
it's
why.
It's not racist. It's geographically true.
I know, but it has nothing to do with anything. You just think it in your head. So you just said it on the radio for people to hear. Now people are going to go and say, hey, Oregon's got more flights to Asia.
And so, yeah, you know. Yeah, we got it from China.
And by the way,
the whole West Coast. And by the way, closer to China than we are. You
let
idiots.
Me just tell you, I went to Asia and I didn't go West Coast.
How'd you get there?
New York to China.
New York
to Thailand
too. We'll be right back. Good morning, everybody.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Producer Nicole just asked, "Is it true?" What I heard yesterday. What did you hear yesterday about another stimulus check?
Are we getting another check?
And is there a vacation bonus tag to it?
What?
That was the news yesterday.
What do you mean a vacation bonus?
The next stimulus check we get could be $4,000 per household and include a travel bonus. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion with leaders in the restaurant and hospitality industry a month ago. During the meeting, he suggested a tax credit for Americans to spend on domestic travel. We could create a, quote, Explore America tax credit for Americans to use for domestic travel, including visits to restaurants. That's a big deal, he says.
That's not a bad idea.
Huge.
The administration is very seriously considering a second round of stimulus checks that might include this tax credit. On Friday, June 12th, a press release came out that said the American tax credit would provide tax relief proposed of $4,000 per household for Americans to go back to restaurants and travel domestically to help airfare, car rental, hotel, theme parks, and restaurants that took over $1 billion hit.
I mean, I do like that idea, but I also am very fearful that people aren't paying their mortgages or their rent and the housing market could collapse when this is all over.
Hallelujah! What a real estate concern.
I know.
Like, here, I want that vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about the housing market and how rates are going. Okay, Dad.
I'll tell you what. Let's discuss
Father's
it over
Day
a pina colada
today.
In Miami. Let's discuss your market issues.
I'm just saying maybe that money could be used towards the people that's not paying rent or mortgages. That's all.
Nicole, while we're on the beach in Florida, we'll talk to Roy. We'll FaceTime with him and we'll discuss it.
Meanwhile, I'm doing my bills, wearing my dad glasses. You know.
The tax credit.
Your readers.
My readers.
The tax credit, up to 50% of the household spending expenses. Like I just read that. It's unclear if the measure has been proposed in the United States House of Representatives or the Senate yet. If it is, we don't know what the status of that measure is and where we stand. But it would be eligible to spend that money in 2020 and 2021.
I still don't buy that we're not going to have to pay this back. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like our tax returns are just going to get little and little and little. I don't know. I don't know the laws or whatever, but.
Oh, crap. I got to do my taxes.
Oh, yeah. July 15th, I think, is your due date.
Thanks for the reminder, Dad.
Yeah, whatever I can do, guys.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said we'll be looking in July to make a decision on whether or not to go forward with this rescue package that would include the vacation voucher. Say what you want politically about Trump. If I'm going on vacation, I'm happy.
Yeah. I guess
now,
you get a point.
I can't wait to see on social media how people complain about it. They will.
Well, they'll say what I'm saying is that maybe that money could be used, you know. But then again, who doesn't want to go to, you know, San Diego for a weekend and have some really good Mexican food?
Right, with that stimulus package. All right, you missed it yesterday, Nicole. I feel like you're back one day and we're just throwing you into the show like gang fire, and we are, because Roy said something that he bought Sterling yesterday, and we got a lot of comments and feedback on it.
And I want it.
You want it?
Yes!
I thought it was the stupidest gift ever. Let me tell you what I did and how I think I'm an idiot, yet everyone thinks I'm brilliant.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday, if you missed out, a little side comment that Roy made, it was about getting gifts that were not great for your significant other. That was the conversation we had. And Roy said that he bought Sterling something.
I did, and it is a bad gift. It was a Harry Potter wand, because he loves Harry Potter. He loves the movies. And so when I was at Wally World, I saw this Harry Potter wand, and I was like, well, it has the logo. I don't know what it does, but maybe he'll like it.
Right.
So I bought him a wand. I bought him a toy, y'all. I bought him a kid's toy.
That's what we want to know this morning, by the way, at 704-570-9595. Based on the feedback that we got, Roy, from people saying, whoa, 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 it's not a bad gift. It's a fantastic gift. And I also have the same thing where I want the same thing.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me. So that's why we want to have a conversation this morning right now. You can call, talk to producer Nicole. She's back. Adults who have kids' toys, do you use the kids' toys? Do you just... Like, in other words, do you have action figures that are sitting on a shelf somewhere?
I mean, producer Nicole even said that she wants one of those wands.
Yeah, I think that is a very thoughtful gift. Now, would I put a sheet over my back and run around casting spells? No, but I might put it in a shadow box and put it up as decoration somewhere as an avid Harry Potter fan.
We got messages. Someone said it's a great gift. I have three of them. Great. I have one also, and two are and you two are a beautiful couple, talking about the picture that we posted on Insta.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. Here's one that says, I have one. I got it as a goodbye gift when I left my job.
A goodbye gift?
What? You got a Harry Potter plastic. Is it plastic?
I think so.
Yeah, plastic magic wand.
Oh, it's made out of wood.
Okay, it's made out of wood.
But you get the point. It's still a kid's toy. You left your job and they gave you one.
It is not a kid's toy.
And I was so surprised by that, because I gave it to Sterling, and Sterling kind of had the notion of, like, what am I going to do with this?
The majority of Harry Potter readers and fans of the movies and books, they're adults. They're not kids.
Yvonne says those can be pretty pricey, and they're great collector items. Hope you held on to it.
They are.
Oh, I think we threw it.
Oh, my God. You threw it away?
No, I think we Goodwilled it, actually.
Are you kidding?
What are we going to do with the wand?
So you got it. You gave it to him. Uh-huh. He wasn't a fan, and then you just gave it to Goodwill?
It sat in a cabinet or a drawer forever, and I got tired of looking at the dang thing, and I took it to the Goodwill.
Oh, you could have put it in a shadow box.
Well, I should have done that, because outside it was just this stick that was sitting inside of a drawer, and I was tired of... You know,
yeah.
Although it does make for an awesome thing whenever you're trying to yell at your dog and you're like, bad doggy, bad. You just wave the wand.
It's your back.
It's your back with it.
Push the buttons on the microwave if you're not, you know, close enough. Hey, somebody named RJ says they do make really nice stands to hold those things, Roy. You should buy more and get a collection going.
I didn't know to do all that. We just had a wand just hanging out in a drawer. You know the drawer that everyone has, the junk drawer?
The junk drawer, yeah.
There was a magical wand in March.
How big was it?
That was a pretty big wand.
I mean, it's a pretty big junk drawer.
Yeah, it is a pretty big junk drawer.
704-570-9595. Adults who are obsessed with kids' toys, give us a shout.
It's not a kid's toy.
And you're saying it's not a kid's toy, but...
On the box, it says five and up.
And up.
And up.
How old do you have to be to drink?
21 and up.
Vote.
18 and up.
Those are adult activities. Five and up is a child's activity. Someone from 910 says, I'm obsessed with Harry Potter and everything Harry Potter, even if it's a kid's toy. I even have several Harry Potter tattoos. Harry Potter is life.
See, yes, it is. Retweet.
Retweet.
Someone says, have y'all been not been to Universal Studios? Wands are huge for adults.
Yeah, but Universal Studios, the wands actually do things.
This one didn't make noise or anything?
I don't think so.
And we said yesterday, if you go to Great Wolf Lodge, you could get the wands at the front desk, and then you go around and you wave them in front of the pictures on the walls in the hallway,
yeah,
and you get clues to find, like, treasure or something.
Now, that's childish.
But at least you're doing something with the wand.
That's where we draw the line. When you wave it at photos.
Somebody said, Roy, they can sell for upwards of $50 to $60.
Well, there's somebody, I think, at Goodwill that got a really good deal.
What do you think you paid for it?
Probably $30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sterling wasn't happy with, like,
no,
wasn't overly
no,
thrilled,
He was appreciative. It's just it sat in a drawer. You know, it's not like him and I run out in the backyard wearing capes, casting spells on each other.
Michelle said you could have used it to spank each other.
Oh, we could have done that.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Please call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Amelia?
Yes?
Amelia, this is Mr. Brown from the U.S. Senseless Bureau.
Okay.
I got your paperwork in, and it looks like some questions are missing, and I thought it'd be easier if I could just call you and quickly fill them out over the phone so we could submit it in.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Did you know that hors d'oeuvres is spelled like horse d'orvies?
What?
Why is it that dogs hear us talk all day, but the moment they bark, we tell them to shut up?
I'm sorry. What?
I'll speak up. Is your skin dry or moist today?
My skin?
Yes.
My skin is fine. It's normal.
If someone's birthday is January 1st, does that mean they can never say that their birthday is last year?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown.
I'm sorry. What does this have to
do? You can call me Roy, though. What?
Roy, I'm just confused. Mm-hmm. Why are you calling me?
You're catching on pretty quick. It's the Senseless Survey. I'm gonna give you, Amelia, my impression of a gay owl, okay?
Oh, wait.
Who? Do you find it strange that we learn to read to then read to learn?
Who is this?
I'm sorry. I've told you my name like a gazillion times, and honestly, my tongue's getting tired. Can you feel the clothes on your skin, or are they like just there?
What
is the objective of golf to play the least amount of golf?
What?
Can you breathe and swallow at the same time? I'll try.
Can't do it. No, you can't. I don't know who this is, but what do you want?
And are cupcakes just gay muffins?
No. Cupcakes are cupcakes.
Amelia.
You're a kid.
Amelia.
Yeah.
Amelia.
Yes.
Your friend Brittany called the main one on the radio show and said, you got to do a Senseless Survey prank on my friend Amelia.
Oh, my God. Well, you got me. That was crazy.
I love that she stayed on, though.
She did.
Holy cow.
I ended up having to pull out more questions, though. Because I thought she'd have hung up by then.
Oh, the Senseless Survey. You got new ones every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:50. And now during the summer, 7:20. And during the summer, we're doing them at 9:20 as well. So if you missed it or you want to hear it again, you got it at 9:20. And always on our replay on the KISS 95.1 app. Don't forget that. The show replays with no music, no commercials. It's just the MRL show, straight up. And if you missed it, you can go back and listen to Friday's show because we played like a favorite moment show, which was great. And that leads us to Loren. With Loren not being here, we're going to pause Can't Beat Loren for a while. And we're going to do, like, throughout the summer while she's on maternity leave with her new baby boy, Jackson, we're going to play some of our favorite Loren moments. And this one that we have in the barrel ready to play, I remember like it was yesterday.
Man, we started playing YouTube videos of Grand Theft Auto.
In the studio.
She went off.
She goes, "This is what my brother plays?"
And it's fun, yeah.
Loren versus violent video games. Oh, man. The outburst that we'll never forget. If you didn't hear it, it's coming your way at 7:35.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.
So I was going to tell you about this guy who dropped off his car at a Nissan dealership in L.A. and then found out that the mechanics took his car on a joyride.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But during commercial, I was showing Loren how violent Grand Theft Auto is. And, yeah, like, you just went off.
Oh, my gosh. You lost it. I am the most appalled. I just want you both to know that you have ruined it for my future children. They will never have video games, ever.
You had no idea that it was like that?
No idea.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
I haven't played a video game since probably Nintendo 64.
Right, what is the age? Let's see what the age is on Grand Theft.
There shouldn't be any age on it. You shouldn't want to do some of that stuff.
I don't know, what, 18? Because that's pretty graphic. You can do whatever you want.
I was disgusted.
And have zero... Listen to her.
I'm sorry.
No, I know. I'm glad. That's why I want to talk about this. Because, look, you have to be a certain age even to get into the website.
Just a website to look at it. Not even to play it. Just to look at the website. And now you have a 22-year-old brother?
Yes.
And you are just texting him to make sure he doesn't have that game.
And I text my mother, too. Because
he's 24, Loren.
No, he's 22.
Okay, so shouldn't he be able to play? I mean, he knows the difference between right and wrong at this age. He knows that you can't go just hijack a car whenever you want.
Here's the deal. Okay, my brother, and I hope he's not listening, but my brother.
Here we go. She's going to trash him.
No, my brother's 22 years old, but mentally, I think of my brother's maturity age as like 17. So, no, I don't want him playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and doing some of those things.
What do you think people say about Manny's maturity age?
Yeah. I'm a little offended.
Yeah. You're about 18, too.
But you had no idea.
None.
Now, what about the shooting games? The shooting games are not... Grand Theft Auto, graphic too. Grand Theft Auto 5. And if you're a parent and your children have it, I'm just going to let you know. This is no way a PSA. I'm just going to let you know what goes on.
You should probably pull it off the shelf.
Oh,
sorry.
Why do you have to go there? The parents should just know there's certain things you can do with women on
and
that
show.
And then
you should put your kids into therapy after they play that game.
You're dead serious.
Yes.
It's a video game. It's fantasy. It's fake.
I know. Okay, to use the word fantasy and that disgusting behavior in that video game is, it's not even real life. Like, you can't.
Kenesha, hi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Kiss Mornings. Do you agree with Loren that these games are just crazy violent? Too violent?
Yes. And it does affect people. I mean, you have to think about it. Long time ago, when we used to watch movies back, like in the 80s, what would be considered rated R in the 80s is now PG-13.
That's very true.
So if you have someone that's playing these types of games, like Grand Theft Auto, where they're saying it's okay to just take a girl in the car and do God knows what.
Yeah, so you're familiar with the game. Okay, yeah.
It does desensitize you.
That is a perfect way to explain it. It's a you get desensitized to these things. So what's the next step? What's the next shock factor? How far are we willing to take these games?
Yeah, I used to work for a video game company and I was a video game tester.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
And so why do you think they push the limits?
I think it's sort of a public thing. If the public continues to buy these games, they're going to make them.
Sure.
And you know, so it's sort of, you know, back and forth. If we don't buy it, they're not going to make it because they're not going to make money.
Have you ever tested a video game where you had to stop it because it was too much?
Yes. It's an older game. It's a game called Duke Nukem Forever.
That sounds like you're blowing
Never
people
even
up.
Heard Nukem. It.
And what was so bad about it?
Well, this game actually had a level where if you went into what was supposed to be a cave, but the cave was actually consisted of women's areas.
Okay. Genitalia.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, or you had to play a game where you were shooting and you had to see, the whole purpose of the game was to find the beer, and how drunk can you get and still be able to drive and...
Well, you know, it's like the game people just come up with the most ridiculous thing.
Okay, so as a game tester, did you ever speak up and you were like, negative, Ghost Rider, this isn't going to work?
Sometimes it kind of felt like the job purposely wanted me to test it because I was, because this was in California, and they knew that I was from the South, the Bible Belt. They knew, like, my upbringing. Was like, okay, let's find somebody to test this game and see how far we can push her to play it.
Right.
Man, why are you going to mess with a little old Southern girl like that? Kenesha, thanks for the phone call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's an exciting moment here on the show because we, last week, went to BetterMed here in Charlotte. They got multiple locations. You can find all the details and you know where the locations are online at bettermedcare.com. And we got the COVID-19 antibody test, and then we got the actual nose swab for the if you currently have it.
We have one of the doctors from BetterMed Medical on the phone with us. Dr. Z is on. Good morning, Dr. Z.
Good morning.
We got the test done last Wednesday, exactly 1 week ago. And I got to be honest, Dr. Z, going into it, so many people had told us, like, be prepared. It's invasive. They go to your brain when you get your swab. And Roy, Nicole, and I got the test done. We're waiting for the results here. We'll get them in a minute. But we have to first say it wasn't as bad as we thought. Why is that?
I don't know, because let me tell you what really happened, Dr. Z. Nicole goes back there. She comes back freaking out. Because they did the nose thing. And then so I'm thinking that, and I'm like, oh, gosh, well, I'm not going to handle it well. If Nicole is not handling it well, then Manny goes back. And he's like, yeah, it's like I was picking my nose.
That's true. Like, I did say that.
He's like, it was no big deal.
But your swab that you guys do at the BetterMed, at least here in Charlotte, it doesn't go to your brain like the other ones do, we were told. Is that correct?
That is correct. So there's a couple ways that you can get the sample for what we call the active infection, the virus. The one where they scramble your brain, the nasopharyngeal swab is really, that's what it does. It scrambles your brain, makes you cry, makes your eyes water. It's really, really uncomfortable. The other one is the nasal swab, anterior nasal swab. So you get a sample from your nose. And the last one is a swab like you get when you get a strep test. So those are the three type of tests. So luckily, you guys did not get the scramble your brain test.
No, we didn't. We got the nose swab, and that is to test to tell us whether or not we're positive for currently carrying coronavirus. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you have the results in front of you from us?
I do. I mean, I've got good news, and all three were negative for active infection.
Oh, yes. Good.
It's really good news, so that's great. You guys want to talk about the antibody results, or you guys want to talk a little bit about the test, whatever you want, because I've got the antibody results also.
We'll get to the antibody results coming up here in just a minute, just after 8, because that's the one I'm excited about, too, because that is, Dr. Z from BetterMed, if you feel like you were sick at some point and you didn't get the swab test to say whether or not you had the virus during the time you were sick, the antibody test will tell you whether or not you thought you had a cold or allergies, but it was really COVID-19, correct?
That's exactly it. I mean, I couldn't have put it better. That's if you've been exposed, had the infection, as you know, 50% of people who have the virus are asymptomatic, and the people that are symptomatic or have symptoms, 80% of them have very mild symptoms. So they're like, allergies or cold or something else. I feel okay, right? So, that's what that test tells you.
I had a terrible April with allergies. That's why I would not be surprised if I have a positive antibody test.
And then, you know, there's all these people, Manny, who's like, well, back in October of last year, before coronavirus even came about, it was a horrible sick. You know, people are,
right.
The timeline's all fuzzy. But listen, Dr. Z, we want to know the results. We want to know your opinion on all those things. Manny thinks he could have had it back in April.
You want it so you can go out?
Well, even though there's no science that proves it, but yes. But we will find the results out with Dr. Z on the Manny Warren the Rim Morning Show coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Here we go, world. WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's Weekdays mornings with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, it is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show with Dr. C from Better Med Urgent Care right here in Charlotte. Locations, multiple locations. You can find all the details with them at bettermedcare.com. Last week, we went to Better Med to get the COVID-19 test to see what that was like. We also got the antibodies test. Now, I was pretty confident in the COVID-19 test because none of us
currently have symptoms,
and that did come back as negative. We do not have COVID-19. What we really want to know is the antibodies, because there was a period in April where Manny, he was dealing with the sniffles and felt bad. And Dr. Z, there was about 2-3 days, because I bring a thermometer into work every day, and there was about 2-3 days where both him and our producer, Nicole, had 100 degrees on the temperature scale. Which I know that's a pretty low fever.
We told him his little contraption was broken. We said the thermometer's busted.
Yeah, but ever since, it's now been the normal 98. You two were just warm those days.
Before you give us the results of the antibody test, is that something you guys in the medical field are still standing behind, which is that you should be taking temperatures when you get into, you know, a restaurant, or, you know, if employers are asking you to do that, to take your temperature before you get into work each day?
Yeah, actually, you know, there's a whole different aspect of this, which is how do you get businesses back to normal? How do you get the employees back to working safely and not spreading disease to each other and to the customers of the businesses? So there's an occupational health component of that. And, you know, one of the things that is recommended is every morning, you know, employees either at home or at work come in, take their temperature and answer a series of questions to see if they've got any symptoms, because as you just spoke, it's, you know, there are times when you feel okay and you may have a low grade temp, and all of a sudden you may be asymptomatic, or you may be mildly symptomatic, have mild symptoms, and you could potentially spread the virus to your to the other employees or staff in the business, and then to customers. So yeah, there's a big push and recommendation that businesses do that.
Okay, having said that, go ahead and give us the results. Nicole, Roy, myself, we took the antibody test, which, unlike the swab, is a pinprick, to get some blood. How did we do?
So all three were also negative.
Oh!
I wanted to be positive!
I know. That's pretty funny. You know, at one time, Germany wanted to create these immunity certificates. Well, if you had antibodies, you could go out and, you know, do work, not be confined, et cetera. But the issue with the antibodies, as you guys know, is that even if you have them, we don't know if they suggest immunity or not. It's too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's like, I've met a lot of young people who are like, I wish, you know, I was positive for antibodies because then I could lead my normal life and not worry.
I would have been a test subject. I would have gone out.
Everybody wants that, but at this point, we don't know if it suggests immunity. So it's still too early. We hope, because that's how this works. Now there's a subset of people now who don't create antibodies. A very small percent of people don't create antibodies because their immune systems actually take care of the virus early on without having to create antibodies against it. So it's a very small subset of people, but antibodies, we hope at some point will help us with this. And like I said, we cannot suggest immunity at this point. We can just say you were exposed, you had it.
Okay.
And you did okay.
Dr. Z with BetterMed, we had a text here into the studio that says that if you get the antibody test and you think you had it back in January, would it still confirm it that far back?
Yes, absolutely. So you get, there are two main antibodies that are tested for. One is IgM and the other one is IgG. And IgG is a long-term immunity, or the big antibody, as we discussed. So that should be present.
Okay.
Dr. Z, let me ask you this. You as a doctor keeping an eye on things, do you suspect that we are still in that 12 to 18 month range for getting some sort of a vaccine? What's your latest thinking on that?
You know, it's funny you say that, but in medicine, you know, anytime that we're not sure how long anything's going to take. That's the range that we put, 12 to 18 months. Because it could be sooner, but that's realistically, that's a timeline that you have to consider because you have to do human trials.
Hold on, Roy's laughing at you because basically what you're telling us...
It's like what airplane pilots do. All right, we're going to be stuck here for another 15 minutes.
Or Spectrum Internet's coming between 1 and 4 and they get there at 7.
That's exactly it. It's one of these where... that's usually how long it should take to create a vaccine. You know, if you are able to get all your ducks in a row, but
is there anything you like? I mean, realistically, is there anything you're keeping an eye on that you're hopeful for?
No, I'll be honest. So many people are working on this that you know, we're hoping it'll be sooner. Now, that being said, it could be like like your flu vaccine, where it may help, you may have to because of antigenic drift or how the virus mutates.
Yeah.
Seasonally, we may have to create a new vaccine. So there's a lot of what ifs.
Okay.
But it's an interesting time. But hopefully, with the focus that there is right now in the U.S., European Union, and Asia, is somebody's going to get something to market sooner than we would want.
Okay.
Or that we would expect.
All right. We have Dr. Zebaeus, Dr. Z, as we're calling him, from VetterMed. Who gave us the antibodies and the COVID-19 test results, which everyone on the show is negative. The governor here is considering making masks mandatory. Doctor, is it still, because there's always contradicting information. WHO at one point said, you shouldn't wear masks. Then people in the community said, oh, hey, no, that's not right. And then they kind of retracted. Like, what is your thought? Like, do the masks, even just like a cloth bandana, is that really stopping the spread? Is that really protecting you?
So going back to masks, realistically, so masks have a couple of purposes, right? The first purpose is to keep you from getting sick from someone else. So the best mask for that is the N95 mask. But that, at this point, because of shortage, that's only being recommended for frontline people who work in healthcare or frontline personnel who deal with sick people. So that mask is essentially, right now they're not recommending population wear that mask because we don't have enough to provide to our doctors, nurses, techs, EMTs that work taking care of these very sick patients. So second type of mask, surgical mask, is a little bit better. And then you go to the cloth mask, right? Or the face covering that we have. And there's a lot of controversy with those masks. Do they work? Do they not work? And those masks keep other people from getting sick by you because they're keeping you from spreading large droplets of the virus. Now, how much do they work? It's very controversial, right?
Yeah.
But in putting that together with social distancing and some tracing, there have been some results from Italy and New York City that there have been a decrease in cases by making people wear masks and social distancing. So how much of that was due to the mask itself? We don't know. But putting all those other components together, we know that it decreases the incidence of transmission. So, it's a very politically charged issue because a lot of people are saying, well, you can't tell me what to do.
Sure.
The evidence doesn't back it up. But I'll tell you, this is one of the best pieces of advice that I always tell people. Sometimes you just have to ask your doctor, what would he do or what does he do at home? What does he tell his family, right? So I personally, I'm wearing a mask. My kids are wearing a mask. My wife is wearing a mask. So I think that kind of answers your question.
Okay.
I recommend it. Now, can I back it up and prove that masks by themselves, just a regular face covering cloth mask, really decrease the incidence? No. But common sense dictates that, you will decrease transmission.
I do like the idea of asking the doctors, what are you doing for your family? I do like that. That's an interesting concept. So
I like asking a real estate agent, where do you live?
That's also,
I want to move to their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's
too.
Also a good question, too. Let me ask you this, doctor. Is you and your family going out to eat in restaurants?
So that's a great question. I am. But what we are doing is we are doing patio dining, right? So we know that there's a decreased incidence of transmission when you're outdoors. So we have gone out since this started. We have gone out twice, and we have eaten outside. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Any recommendations on something on the menu that you like, Dr. Z?
No, let's not bother you with that. Come on.
All right. Go ahead.
No, but I just wanted to make sure one of the big components of this is just really, really good hand washing. And, you know, just good hand washing or, you know, that's ideal. If you can't do it, you know, the alcohol gels, the Purells, all those. Really, you know, I carry those with me everywhere. So I've got one in each of my pockets because you're going in through doors and, you know, you want to be careful. You want to be cognizant. And I think that's what helps. And
I mean, I never washed my hands before this. I'd only washed my hands after I used the restroom, which is disgusting.
You can see Roy's fingerprints again. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I now wash all the time.
Dr. Z, thank you for joining us. We're going to keep your info and your number in our Rolodex. If we have any other questions, we'd love to reach out to you over there at BetterMed. Thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you guys. You guys have a great morning.
Great chat. Thanks, Dr. Z. There he goes. Dr. Z, who's basically telling you hawks out there who hit us yesterday saying that the masks don't care. There's no big deal. I'm not wearing one. It doesn't matter. He agrees that he can't 100% say it prevents it. But for Pete's sakes, if it gets us back to reality a little bit and helps level out the curve, let's try it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's some studies that says it's working.
You could walk to New York or you could drive.
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
The mask is like driving. It'll make things move faster, you see.
Got you.
So you don't have the antibody. You don't have the virus. I don't have the antibody or the virus, but Nicole just got back off a plane.
Oh, we're sitting
her ass is going back to BetterMed today, right?
I'm giving you 2 weeks to see if you develop symptoms, and you're going back.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people loving that Dr. Z segment. We had Dr. Z from BetterMed on.
I like it when we have some people who know what the hell they're talking about because, you know, you got in trouble, Manny, on Twitter. Somebody was upset with something that you said on the radio about COVID-19. You were giving examples.
Testing, yeah.
And I felt like going, and I didn't get involved because you stood up for yourself, but I felt like going, don't trust anything we say.
Right.
We are just people that try to make you laugh. We are not experts.
Right. And if we have a question, we get the experts on to talk about it. You know, we give our opinions on the show.
Yeah, we don't know anything. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know.
But a lot of people liked hearing Dr. Z because we hadn't had a medical expert on in some time. And speaking of medical experts, our infectious disease doctor, Dr. Sam from UNCC, who's been part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show for the last couple months, since the beginning of the year, actually, she texted Nicole yesterday and goes, oh, my God, the show is so wrong with what they're saying right now. And Nicole goes, I'm on a plane. I don't even know what you're talking about. What the hell are they doing?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, we're just like you, though. So get this. If we're saying wrong things, we're picking up just what we hear from the news or what we think or how we feel. I mean, it's not like we have insider knowledge.
Right. Exactly. We got a text message from 704 that said, good morning. I'm a cosmetology school student, and today is my first day back to class since March. I need to hear something to hype me up. I'm super nervous for some reason.
Okay, we can hype you up.
What are we going to give her?
I'm going to do NOLA. You mean the hockey bank?
Oh, you're going to do that to hype them up. Oh, okay.
You ready?
All right, go.
Where we at?
NOLA!
What we doing?
Drinking!
Yeah! There you go. I'll hype you up.
I think she means music.
Oh, okay. Sorry, drinking can always hype me up.
We will find a song for you. We promise. Coming up here in just a little bit. I love that you're super nervous for some reason going back. That's like, there's like a cute element to that, you know?
I mean, there is. And plus, you don't know how safe things are. People, I mean, I was nervous about Nicole coming back because she was on a plane.
As long as your outfit's on point, your makeup looks good, don't worry about it. You're on your way to fun. All right. No, don't go anywhere, you guys. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. I got to tell you, I got almost shamed out of my house yesterday for an unpopular opinion. I'll explain at 8:35.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
What's your unpopular opinion? Think about that and get to us at 704-570-9595. What is your unpopular opinion? I have a niece who doesn't like pizza.
Oh.
Hates pizza. That's a pretty unpopular opinion. I was almost shamed out of my house yesterday when I told my mom, my aunt, and my wife that I didn't think Friends was funny.
No.
And we should turn it off immediately.
Oh.
Yes. Friends is a way overrated TV show. Unpopular opinion from Maney, but I truly believe that. Producer Nicole, don't you? Didn't you also say that you didn't get the whole Friends thing?
Yeah, I did say that. I've tried to watch it just because I just feel out of the loop because I don't know all these references. So I tried to watch it, and I've gotten about 2 seasons in, and I just can't get... Like, it's one of those shows that I'll have on, and then I'll catch myself doing other things because I'm not that interested.
You didn't get pulled in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when I watch The Office, I could watch The Office all day, any day.
Yeah, me too.
For that show. But not Friends.
Do you have an unpopular opinion?
No, probably everything I have is an unpopular opinion.
That is true. What about you, Roy? Like, what's an unpopular? You have so many too. Like, you'll just randomly say stuff, and I'll be like, "Really?"
That I'll, yeah. Like, I think Seinfeld is. I don't like that. I don't like that show at all.
I find that funny because you have Seinfeld thoughts a lot, and maybe you're too close to the show, so you don't realize that it's funny.
No, I think my issue is that what I find super interesting about Seinfeld is that because Friends and Seinfeld was on at the same time, but one looks like it's in a different era than the other one. To me, like
the early 90s is rough.
I mean, it just Seinfeld seems so old looking.
It's like the first couple seasons of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Homer and Marge and the kids look entirely different than they do now.
Right.
It's just technology has come a long way.
Family Guy, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Brian looks hilarious in old Family Guy. So does Peter. I can't watch those episodes. You're right. But what's your unpopular opinion? 704-570-9595. This is an opportunity for you to get what you believe out there and not be judged for it. You won't be shamed like I was.
Strawberries are disgusting.
That's so not true. Very unpopular.
The worst.
Strawberries are delicious, and so are cherries.
They're sour, bitter, trash. So is Brussels sprouts, although some people agree with me on that. Hate those.
I'm trying to think of some other unpopular opinions.
I'm not a huge fan of bacon or scooped ice cream.
I remember you saying that about bacon.
Yeah, like if you chop it up and it's nice and crispy, like I like bacon bits in a salad. Sometimes if it's on a burger, but if it's anything soft, I'm done with it. It has to be overcooked.
On like a weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday, you won't make bacon and eggs? Like scramble your eggs, have bacon on the side?
I'll make bacon, but I won't really partake in bacon. You know, I'll make it for Sterling, or I'll chop it up and I'll make it into something else with bits.
704 says, I hate bacon.
Another unpopular opinion. I think Star Wars is trash.
You also don't like The Bachelor.
Horrible show.
Or The Bachelorette.
The worst that's ever existed.
Another text from 704 said, I totally agree. Both Seinfeld and Friends are overrated. My wife, Amanda, just texted. She says that she doesn't like the beach.
Really?
We were just there, babe.
But the beach, I see what she's saying, though, because the beach is stressful. If you're going to spend the day at the beach, you got to bring a lot of things. You almost have to bring, like, a wagon with you so you can set up. It's complicated. And then you're there, and it's hard to walk, and it's hot, and it burns your feet. I get it. The only way I can do the beach is if I pay those rentals for them to set up everything for me, and then I can just sit down and enjoy myself. I get that, Amanda. I'm on your side. It's a pain in the butt. I do like beachfront hotels, though.
Amanda hates the sand. The sand gets everywhere.
Yep. Don't even take your personal car. Better take an Uber. Trash their vehicle.
704 says, I think cinnamon tastes like cardboard.
Well, that's unpopular. Cinnamon has a very distinctive taste. It doesn't taste like cardboard.
Another person, 980, texted in, says they hated going to the movies. Movie theaters are overrated.
I love movie theaters.
I kind of agree with the texter. I feel like movies are over. I could watch it just as fun at home. I don't need the whole movie theater experience.
You're wrong. Sometimes you got to see it in the theaters to get the full.
All right, let's line up a bunch of these. What is your unpopular opinion? We promise we won't shame you. We'll question you, but we won't shame you and call you dumb for having that opinion.
704-570-9595.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Kiss 95.1.
I love this. We're talking about unpopular opinions. Just go ahead and say it. You're going to feel good saying it. 704-570-9595. Example of an unpopular opinion. Lobster is trash. It is the cockroach of the sea. And you idiots have to smother it in butter to make it delicious. Well, I have some news for you. Smother anything in butter, and guess what tastes good? Lobster sucks.
You had lobster. We had a friend who listens to the Manny Roy and the Wren show from Red Lobster bring in lobster and let you try it.
It was mediocre. I think, you
but
know
when
what
you
I think
go to
it
the
is?
Restaurant, it's so expensive.
It's because rich people like to show up. Ooh, I'm having lobster on top of my steak. That's what they love. Ooh, I'm going to go look at these lobsters.
Surf and turf.
Yeah, who cares?
Got a lot of text messages we're going to get through. One of the people listening has an unpopular opinion about us.
That's not surprising either.
How about that?
Let's talk with Lily in Huntersville. Hey, Lily.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. What's your unpopular opinion?
I don't like ice cream.
It's tough. I get the pain with the ice cream.
Soft or hard?
Neither.
Oh.
I really couldn't care less.
What's wrong with you? No, wait, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to shame you. I apologize.
I like the soft ice cream.
It's too cold. It's too... No.
Hurts your stomach later. Ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ice cream truck rolls through Lily's neighborhood in Huntersville, and she's just like,
also,
doesn't bother me.
Why is that every ice cream truck is creepy? Can they, like, non-creepy ice cream trucks?
Why is it creepy?
I've seen the vans. They're not the best. Or maybe
they have all the awesome ice cream and stuff on the outside.
Or maybe the bad ice cream trucks come to my neighborhood. I don't know.
Roy sees a plain white van, Lily, the creeper van, and thinks it's an ice cream truck.
It's playing music.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Trinity, Gastonia, hi.
Hey.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I hate tea. It just tastes like watered down sugar to me.
Oh, I do. So, especially in the South, they love to add the sugar in tea where it just tastes like sugar water. I do like to actually taste the tea.
See, I don't know. I don't even like any kind of tea, to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't even do hot tea?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, tea's a little bitter to me, but if I wasn't feeling well or my throat was all, you know, scratchy or something, I'd probably do some tea just as a medical reason. But, yeah, I'm with you kind of, Trinity. I wouldn't do it for fun. All right. Thanks, Trinity.
Thank you so much. Let's see. Nicole, you have an unpopular opinion.
I do. And hang with me on this.
Okay.
Nickelback is not that bad.
Yeah.
Everyone, yeah. I think everyone started hating on Nickelback, and then it became the cool thing to hate on Nickelback.
Yeah.
But they have some good songs.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Same thing with Guy Fieri. He's not that bad. He's a pretty cool guy.
He's overrated.
He's not overrated. He's not that bad. He's a nice guy.
I know he's a nice guy.
He
but
marries gay people.
He's on 24/7 on the Cooking Network. Like, he's the only one that has a show.
He's the Seacrest of food.
We're off to Charlotte, North Carolina. Home of the Panthers and home to this badass burger. And then his energy never matches the people who work at the places because he rolls in and he goes, "We're going to stop by Johnson's Famous Burgers to talk to the owner, Rob Johnson, who's been working there for 52 years. What's your secret, man? This looks really good." And take the oil, put the burger in it. Mix it up. My pappy left me with the recipe, and I just kind of been doing it ever since. This is delicious. You going to pay for that, or is this whole thing free?
Oh, it's free.
It's comped.
You signed off on it when we came in before the cameras. I don't know. Yeah, guy's an okay dude, but we made fun of him for something because he was like a celebrity that was coming here.
For the All-Star.
The celebrity NBA celebrity game when the All-Star game was
All-Star
here.
All-Star game, yeah.
So 828 says, I love Nickelback. I hate watermelon. 704 what? Says Nickelback is great.
They are. They got some good songs.
Unpopular opinion. I used to love the pink fluoride rinse we would get in school. Super Tooth?
I don't know.
Roy School didn't do that. Did your school do pink fluoride?
I don't know what pink fluoride is.
Like once a month, you would rinse.
What?
They would bring it in. It was called Super Tooth at my school.
That sounds like the dentist.
Why would you do? Why would your kid? I wouldn't take anything from. No.
You would rinse your mouth.
I don't like that. Someone gives me a mysterious pink liquid that I'm just supposed to gurgle.
Nayado says lobster's overrated, Roy.
Thank you. Oh, it's so not that great. I mean, I'll eat it, you know, to show off.
Here's somebody with a lot of unpopular opinion, and one includes the radio station. Unpopular opinion. Taylor Swift, Chipotle, The Bachelor are all overrated. And The Office? Eh, ain't that funny.
Well, I can't be friends with you.
I don't get the whole coffee thing. Neither do you, Roy.
Don't drink coffee at all. It's bitter. It's bitter. It's nasty. The only way to do it, anything that you have to overdo something to enjoy it, like if I have to put a ton of sugar and cream in it, then it's not a good product. I can do that with anything.
Unpopular opinion. I hate the smell of gas.
I love sniffing gas.
I do too.
It's so
and
good.
And onion and garlic.
Oh, when you get dizzy from it.
Gosh, just go to the gas station, just breathe it in. What's the unpopular opinion about us? Have we gotten to that yet?
The Taylor Swift thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like someone on the show.
Oh, no. I'm sure somebody.
Of course he set it up like that.
Yeah.
Send it.
Are you surprised?
I was waiting. Roy was. Roy's one of them gaybos. Hate them. I was waiting for that.
You literally said it has to do with the show. That doesn't have anything to do with the show.
We played Taylor Swift during the show.
Tell me the last time we played Taylor Swift.
I'm not going down that road.
Okay.
Let me tell you this, though. If Loren was here, she would have an unpopular opinion. Does anybody remember that? What it could be? She doesn't like the smell of something that everybody likes the smell of.
What's that?
Grass.
Well, really?
She says she can't stand the smell of freshly cut grass. I think that is like the most.
I think it's gross.
Oh, what? You do?
Yeah. Oh, no. I do love sniffing grass, too.
The most springtime smell. Thing. Mm.
I just realized me saying I love sniffing grass could have another meeting.
Oh, my God. 704 said Beyonce is the most annoying person on the planet.
Oh, they're going to come after you. Don't say that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte.
Come on!
Yeah!
It's Mornings with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren is out on maternity leave with her baby son, Jackson. But we got a DM here from the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Do you want to read the whole thing, Manny?
Well, it's from someone who listens to the show, and her name is Ruby. What a cool name.
Because your daughter's name's Ruby.
That's right. And Ruby said, hey, everyone, I've seen the signs you are selling for the Frontline Heroes. Gratefully, I am a Frontline Hero, but unfortunately, I've been out of work for 30 days now. I was in the ICU for a week, diagnosed with COVID. I feel fine now, but I'm still having some issues. I have another MRI on the 22nd, and I'm hoping to get back to work soon. Anyways, can I still get a sign for my yard, even though I'm not working for a couple of weeks? And we wanted Ruby to come on with us. Because she's awesome. Good morning, Ruby.
Good morning.
So you do at least remember the Manny, Roy, and the Ren morning show. You said you had some memory issues.
Yes, unfortunately, I still remember you guys.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately.
We're a nightmare. We're the nightmare gift that it keeps giving.
Yeah.
So, Ruby, you said in your DM that you're feeling better, but it sounds like you had a really rough case of COVID. When was this?
It started on May 1st. And then I was in the hospital in the unit for a week.
Now, did you get it from a patient or a friend?
I'm pretty sure it was from a patient, just working in the hospital.
Yeah.
And nobody in my family got it. Everyone got tested, the kids, my husband, and nobody had it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. And that is why I'm holding the sign right here. I'm showing it to Roy. The signs just came in from production yesterday. It says a frontline hero lives here, and we want to put one in your yard thanks to our friends at Window Nation, okay?
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah, because you are exactly what we're looking for. You are a frontline hero, somebody who is putting her own health at risk, Ruby.
And you did. You literally did.
You did put your own health at risk. You ended up in the ICU because you were taking care of people.
Yes.
Are you back to work yet?
No, I have my MRI on the 22nd, but depending on that is when I'll be able to go back to work.
You know, it's interesting because you work at the hospital, but you ended up at the same hospital in Hickory, and they ended up taking care of you. Like, the people you worked with were the same people that were taking care of you?
Yes, and I felt at home. There's such great people there. I wasn't worried. I freaked out, yes, when they told me I was positive. And then the first people I thought about were my kids, and there was a nurse there who... You know, she told me, you know, basically, Ruby, this is going to be fine. You're going to get through this. And it was later on, and when I got home, when the doctor called me and told me that they don't understand how I walked through the ER because my organs were failing by the time I got there.
Oh, wow.
So it happened really quick.
Did you lose taste and all the typical symptoms that come with COVID-19?
I didn't lose taste, but I lost my smell. Yeah, my sense of smell I lost.
Isn't it weird how everyone has different things?
Yeah, my cousin who had it said that her tongue went numb.
Really?
For like 3 days.
Yes, and the whole memory loss, I mean, I felt like I was going crazy. And when I talked to my doctor, I told him about it, and he said, Ruby, you're going crazy, but you're not going crazy. And the virus is so new that all these studies are coming out with new symptoms and new side effects, and memory loss is one of them. We was reading a study that said that the virus is starting to do more damage to the brain than when it does the lungs.
Mm, really? Okay, I didn't hear that. I've had memory loss before. It's a horrible feeling. It's very scary. You know that you're supposed to know, but you don't know.
And you get mad at yourself.
Yes.
Well, Ruby, we want to bring you a sign. And for anyone else, we literally have very few signs left that are unclaimed. Our whole idea this whole rest of the summer is we're going to deliver signs to the frontline heroes. Because, honestly, you're not alone. Ruby, numbers are still going up. Hospital stays are going up here in the Carolinas. And we know that you and so many other nurses and doctors and administrators that are working in the hospitals are the heroes. And we'll bring you a sign. And maybe we'll even put a sign out in front of the hospital where you were.
Oh, yes, that'd be great.
All right. So here's what we need you to do, you and everybody else, because legally I can't just bring you the sign. You got to go to kiss951.com and sign up for one right now when we get off the phone, okay?
Okay.
Now, you have to do that because you technically win the sign if you're selected. So it's a process, but you do have to go to kiss951.com. That's how we'll get your information, your email. That way we can get a hold of you and get to your address. Okay?
And they're free.
They are free.
Thanks to Window Nation.
You're not paying for it.
No, you're not paying for it. No, they're free.
No. We're not making anyone pay for it. Wouldn't that be something to honor in frontline heroes? By the way, nurses, give me your money. We don't do that.
Oh, man.
And we're not giving any to charity. It's going straight to our fund. No, it's free. We're going to bring you on. Just head to kiss951.com right when we get off the phone. Don't forget to do that.
Thanks.
All right. Love you, Ruby. Thanks for listening.
I love you guys.
Thanks for doing what you're doing. We're so glad you're feeling better. And good luck on that MRI, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it.
Yeah, she's going for good.
Yeah. I hope
she
not.
She gets short-term memory loss, and we just told her to do something in the short term.
If I don't see her sign up here in the next 2 hours, I'll hit her up, okay? But go to kiss951.com right now. If you are a frontline hero or you know someone who is, we'd love to bring you these signs. While supplies last, all summer long, we'll be dropping them off on your yard that say, a frontline hero lives here, brought to you by Window Nation. Roy's got a bone to pick. I love when you have bones to pick.
Yes, this is a strange moon fact.
Yes. You have a bone to pick with a fact about this moon. We'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Maney, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
This is hilarious.
This can't be right.
I said to Roy randomly, I was looking at the weather on my weather.com app, and I said to Roy just randomly, hey, don't forget that the moon sets at 3:30. And he goes, yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Just like that. I just found him off the air.
You know, I thought like 3:30 in the morning. And then I looked it up. And this, by the way, is let me pull up today's. How about that?
The point is that the moon, the sun sets and rises, and I get that, like sunrise, 6:45 or whatever, sunset, it's later now than ever. But it's funny to think that the moon also has a rise and a set, and it's in the middle of the day.
And maybe this is, maybe, by the way, your app was wrong, because what you sent me showed me that the moon sets like at 3:30 in the afternoon. And I'm like, no, it does not. There's no way.
Are you saying I sent it's wrong?
It has to be, because the moon comes up when we go to bed and it goes down when we wake up.
The moonrise, according to the weather.com app, was at 2:51 a.m. and the moon sets at 3:29 p.m.
So what happened between when does it get dark? Like 9?
9.
Between 9 and 2 a.m.
The moon's not out. It's not risen. That's, I don't know. Maybe it means it's not at the highest point.
That can't be right. I was so shocked. To the point where I want to go out and take notes and watch the moon and take photos.
This is so stupid.
It is so stupid.
But at the same time, it's like there's something to it. Here.
See, and now I just did, because it can kind of predict, what the future moon rise and moon set will be. So on the 8th, with the which was what? No, the 8th was not that long ago. So on the 8th, it rose at 11:38 p.m. and it set at 8:44 a.m.? No, it doesn't. The sun's already up at 8:44 a.m. Let's do a future date. Let's do the 22nd. What does it think about?
Where's our science nerds at?
Help us out. How about this? It says on the 22nd, it's going to rise at 7:16 a.m. and set at 10:14 p.m. This is the moon. Your data doesn't make sense. I think the thing's broken.
I'm on a different website. I'm on timeanddate.com, Roy, and I'm seeing the same thing you see. The moon rise is at 9:22, and the moon set is at 11:45.
That's nuts. I mean, it's just nuts.
I told you.
The moon's just there. It's just supposed to be there.
Although it is random when it's like a beautiful day outside and you're sitting by the pool, or you're at the lake doing whatever you're doing, and you look up and the moon's there.
Especially like at sunset. Or is that what you're talking about?
No, like just in the middle of the day. It's not lit. It's just sitting there. You see it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're right.
It's not lit up. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, can science figure that out?
I don't know.
Like, how does that work?
Our minds are blown from an app.
Yeah, how does the moon appear during daytime?
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We got those test results today, Roy, and unlike many tests in our past, we passed these.
Unfortunately. I wanted the antibodies so bad.
We had Dr. Z from BetterMed on with us this morning. What a great conversation. If you missed it, we recommend you going to the Kiss95.1 app and listen to him and the chat we had with him. We'll post that up as an individual clip for you guys.
Yeah, it was really great. I think he gave some good insight, too. One thing that he said that struck me is like, what is your doctor doing with his family? You know, what's the precautions they're doing?
Right.
That's a good question.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah, I was like, are you going out to eat? And he said, yeah.
But he's also wearing a mask, and he talks about that because we had a pretty decent, deep discussion yesterday about, you know, Governor Cooper making people wear masks. And a lot of you guys on the MRL Show fam said that you're not going to because you don't think it works. Well, he answers and he responds to that from a medical standpoint, of course, not a political standpoint, but it was an interesting conversation. Nicole, Roy, and myself tested negative to the antibodies. We've never had the virus before. And likewise, we also currently don't have the virus, although we want Nicole to be tested again after her trip to Portland.
I really do, Nicole, because you had a 99-degree temperature this morning, which to me is a low-grade fever, which I know that scientifically it's not, because I think isn't like 100.4 is a low-grade fever?
I think that's the number. Yeah, if you have 100.4, you're not allowed in the building.
Yeah, but you're a degree away. You were this morning.
Are you spent? It's your first day back. Are you, like, physically and emotionally spent from being back?
No, the time difference is messing me up a little bit because it was good going there because I would wake up early because I was transitioned to think that it's 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
But now at 10 o'clock, it's typically 7 there. And, like, when I woke up, it was, like, typically 1 there. So that's messing me up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, it messed me up when Manny and I went to the big famous Hollywood Los Angeles, I would be like 11 p.m. and I was dragging. We were at a weird Disney bar. You remember that?
Yeah, I love that place.
We look up at the wall and there's like Disney stuff.
But I took you there because I love it. It's right off the strip in L.A. It's called Snow White's.
It was like 11 p.m. Night's just getting started. You're inviting some people that's in L.A. We're all going to hang out and drink. And I'm like, I don't think I can make it.
You checked out.
I did.
Yeah. Snow White. Or I think it was called Snow White's, and they got huge beers.
Yeah.
Huge pint glasses.
Right on the strip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicole, tomorrow we're going to talk to you about how you almost died taking a selfie, and I'm not being dramatic. Those are your words.
It was a picture, and I actually have, like, the video proof.
Okay, good.
Of it.
We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Roy's got a bone to pick with his postman again.
It's a different guy, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the U.S. Postal Service, but they're not up to par.
So he's going to get into that. We got War of the Roses for you. And maybe, just maybe, a check-in from our mother hen, Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.